Thank you, Billy. Certainly getting all those timing dates, you understood how I set out from the outset it was going to be tough to get a coach before the draft, but it's happened. My search for a head coach didn't just begin September 1 when I was named the general manager of the team. You know, over the last 5 years, being in different capacities, I've had the chance of going out and asking a lot of questions about the position of head coach and what it takes to be a good head coach in this league. And I always used to follow it up with specific examples. And Jacques' name used to come, for the most part, to the forefront of it, of those examples. I know it's an important decision for the team, probably one of the most important decisions the general manager will make, and basically because it affects the product. He's the closest to the players of anybody, and he can affect more influences with the players. My mandate when I came on board as the general manager was to build, and that mandate was given to me by Jack, and that mandate from him came from Bob Nagley, was to build an organization with a winning tradition. And Jack and Todd and I are trying to work towards that. Jacques coming on board is a significant step towards building that winning tradition in the hockey operations. To build a winner, you have to certainly have success, and that success will come over time. But it starts with an attitude and setting the right attitude. A coach can set the right attitude about winning and start to develop some of the disciplines about winning. Certainly, coming from a player's point of view and understanding the sympathies of being a player in difficult times like that, and certainly, more importantly, probably in all of this, is the ability from an expansion team's point of view of teaching and taking top prospects, high draft picks, and allowing them to grow and maximize their potential, teaching them individual skills, teaching them team play that can contribute to teamwork. It's a long, patient process, and we're not trying to accelerate it. We're just trying to make sure we maximize and do the best thing possible. Jacques has won at all levels. He's as a player, in management, and most recently as a head coach in New Jersey. And I feel extremely happy the fact that Jacques has joined the organization. He will not only teach the players how to play, he'll teach them how to win. Jacques Lemaire, the new head coach. The first head coach. Where's your hat?
Three. You want to throw that up? Step over here, we get a better picture.
Thanks, Doug. Before I start, I would like to thank Montreal Canadian for, first of all, letting me have the chance to come back and coach this year. And with the time that I spent with them, it was great. It was a short time, about 18, 20 months. But I really enjoy it, and thanks to Réjean and the whole organization. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited to start a new life. I say a new life because it's a new franchise, working with players, trying to make them better, make them understand how to play the game to win. And that is a great challenge, and that's why I accepted this job. And what the most important is, I'm used to work very closely with the general manager. And before taking this job, it was very important to me to know the GM, and because I played with Dougie, because we had success in the team we were with, because we won, I feel that he knows as much as I do in what to do to bring a team to its, the highest level, I feel that we're on the right track. I want to take this time to thank all the management, the owners, for having confidence in me, and I'll be there for you. I'll do my best. So I know you people have a lot of questions, so I'm ready to answer them.
Questions?
Biggest challenge is probably first is to pick the right people, sit down, Dougie and myself, and knowing what type of team we want and focus on the type of player that we will get. And then starting from that, I know I will have to work a lot with the players to make them better, which I feel capable of doing. Well, Doug, if you want to answer this
question. Well, we put this together, the staff, and the staff has the staff has gone through and looked at the various levels of players. The hiring of Jacques was not in the selection process. It was certainly in helping us understand the direction we want to go, and that basically the type of players that we were scouting this year were not players that Jacques was looking at in any capacity in Montreal. So we feel, and Jacques agrees, that the staff will make the decisions. Certainly we'll be able to select the players, and he'll be able to coach the players, and that's how we anticipate it going. It was not an extensive search. As I indicated earlier, I touched base with a number of people just to get an idea where they were coming from. But the first call I made was to Montreal. I had to get permission to talk to Jacques, and I pursued that very aggressively. I spoke to Jacques on a number of occasions, even went down to Florida, which wasn't bad to see him down there. And felt that this is the course that I wanted to go with, and never really got into the interview stage with anybody else.
Chuck, play on winners, coach winners. I think you might handle losing for a while.
I don't want to lose. No, this is a question that Doug brought at the start. He talked to me about that, and I think that I have enough patience to work with the players. What I'm hard on is I want the guys to do what they do best. I want the guys to give what they have to give, and I'm ready to go with that, and I know that we'll win our share of games. You know, you could go on and look at different teams that say, hey, maybe I should have went to this hockey team or other hockey teams because they have a chance to win the cup or so on. But, you know, it's not only that. It's goals that you could achieve along the way. And I feel that here there's a lot of goals that I can achieve. You know, this is a brand new team. Well, I know that I will have to be patient. The fans will have to be patient. But I'm telling you, we're going to win our share of games.
Can you explain your style of coaching? You're known for the trap. Can you explain that a little bit?
I won't explain the trap because I probably explained it 100 times. But what I can say about that is, you know, hockey changes. Okay, with time, and I feel that hockey now is a little more offensive, and although you can neglect the defensive part, but you could see, and even in the playoffs, that the Devils were you know, on a roll offensively, and they create a lot of chances, and that's how they won the cup. So a lot of teams will be following these steps.
Do you have assistance in mind? Assistant
coach? No, not now. We've been, we talked about that, but I think Dougie wants to do it only after the draft.
We've talked about them only in the form of a conversation, part of the job, what is he looking for, more in specifics of the roles and not specific people. People have been mentioned, but this thing has evolved very quickly, and we haven't made any decisions there. And Jock and I said that we'd sit down and talk about it further and get some names after the draft.
Hey, Jock, did you have to be enticed to come back? Doug had to say to lure you back, or were you eager to get back on your own, or what was it?
Well, I was excited to, you know, when he approached me, I was really excited because, you know, as soon as I left coaching in New Jersey, I started to go to the arenas and look at the different players, different assignment that I had with Montreal. And, you know, I started to regret a little bit the coaching part. Because I was there, and I say, why don't I coach? Because I know I can do this type of job, and I can do it well. Instead of watching the game, might as well coach them. But I stayed away for a couple years, and when he approached me, then, you know, I guess when you have it inside, it's hard to get away from that. So I was quite happy.
I went down to see Jacques, and I knew that he had been missing coaching, just the people that I had talked to in Montreal. So I inquired, first of all, with Reggie, was Jacques interested in coaching? And he said, I think he is. And so the only thing that I had to determine was he interested in coaching in our situation. And we spent a day together at Jacques' place, and I got inspired listening to him talk about coaching and handling players and our own specific situation of how do we get through this and start to build a winner in situations where, you know, there's not going to be a lot of winning to start off with. So I was convinced coming back, and I told Jack when I landed that he definitely wants to coach, and he's inspiring me about this situation, so I'd like to pursue it, and that's what happened.
Do you have other offers, Jack?
Yes, I did. I did, but I just don't want to mention anything.
Jack, how much was your association friendship with Reiser rescue of Minnesota here rather than consider other jobs?
Can you repeat this, please?
I mean, the fact that you and Doug are pals, did that influence a great deal?
It's not the fact that we're pals. I think it's the fact that we played, and I know exactly how he thinks, what he wants, how he wants a team to be, what's important on a hockey team. He knows how to win the way we won in Montreal, which is still a good way. So this is the main reason.
You have come here and had Reiser on that in charge?
No.